You're listening to Marketing and Mocktails with Manal Sampat, a previously recorded Facebook Live episode inside the group Marketing and Mocktails with Manal, where dental professionals discuss, share, and learn about dental marketing. Manal Sampat is an entrepreneur, speaker, healthcare provider, and enthusiastic shoe lover. She's been featured in the Huffington Post, Dentistry IQ, Forbes, the Guinness Book of World Records, and more. Join her as she discusses marketing, team, business growth, with other industry experts. And if you'd like to receive 10 ways to improve your marketing today, simply text the word resources to 38470.
Hello! Welcome to another episode of Marketing and Mocktails with Manal. It's been a while. I have been doing a lot of traveling, and because of that, I haven't been around that much. But we had some huge things happening. The show is now a podcast. It's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on Instagram TV. It's going to be in email campaigns. It's pretty much going to be everywhere. And I could not be more happier than to start this special, special episode with a good friend of mine and another millennial in the industry, Corey. What?
Hey, Manal, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. It's a good day. Working my way home right now from some travel, just like you are, and having a ball.
You know, Corey, I met you a while back at one of the conferences, and then I got
Smiles at Sea. I'm pretty sure.
Smiles at Sea, and then I know that we spent some time because we were both at Dr. Paul Hamely's workshop, and during that workshop, you actually shared a little bit of your story with us. You know, and I still remember that story with the baseball bat, right? Was it? And it pretty much like flew out of the whole story. I thought it was kind of brilliant. But why don't you tell the viewers right now a little bit about you and, you know, how you got into this industry?
Awesome. So I got into dental. Well, first of all, I'm Corey Penninger. I'm from Utah, like a lot of other people in dental. A lot of the other dental software companies. I'm 25 years old now, and I help run CallForce, and we'll get into that later. But I got into dental probably 5 years ago now, and it's a good story. So I was going to college. I was going to Brigham Young University, and my aunt was working as the executive assistant for the CEO of Weave, and a lot of dental practices use Weave. And she texted me one night, and I was a college kid. And she's like, hey, we have this huge room that's incredibly dirty, but we need it cleaned. Would you be interested in doing it? And I was like, heck yeah. Like we'll pay you $500 to come clean the closet. I was like, oh, this is sick. Like college money. What more do you need? So literally like this is how I got into dental. I went over there and I'd show up at like 8 o'clock at night. I had another job. I was going to school. And I'd get there, and Weave was a phone system. And so if customers canceled, they shipped their phones back to Weave. And they just had this room. And it's not like your traditional closet. This is like a corporate closet. This is the size of your bedroom, full of boxes of phones that were just tossed in there. Like hell could look like it. And my job was to clean the closet, to organize it. And I was like, oh, I can do this in 5 hours. It definitely did not take 5 hours, but it took a lot of time. And from that, the COO dropped by one night and he's like, hey, like, what are you doing in our closet? And I was like, oh, I got paid to clean it. And he's like, oh, that's awesome. And from that, I got a job and worked part-time and then started working as a project manager with the CEO and COO. And from that got into dental, but it all started because I started cleaning a closet.
I love it. So simple. And it was just because you were in there and you were like, well, I can make some quick money. Why not?
Oh yeah. I'll tell you, in a million years, I never thought I'd be working in dental, but I am in it and I have no thought of leaving it.
You know, and I'm so happy right now because usually I am the youngest one and you are younger than me. I am in my early 30s and you are 25. So you beat me. You are younger than me. And this is making me so happy right now because it never happens.
I've been called a lot of names. Spring chicken, I'll go by that as well. You know, I'll roll with the punches.
Well, you know, we just have some people coming in now. I know, guys, it's a slow. Hi, there we go. Hi, Greg. Hi, Linda. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Rhonda. We have some people. Oh, thank you. We are getting a lot of love saying they all love us. We have people coming in. If you have questions, please make sure you ask us questions. If you're watching, make sure that you're commenting and telling us where you're watching from and send us a hello. So, you know, Corey, what I really thought was so interesting about having you on the show is in our conversation beforehand, you and I have always spoken about how you have to look at things from your perspective or your target audience's point of view. It can't always be about how you run the business or how you think it should work. A lot of times, you know, you need to target your messaging and then you need to target your platforms to make it easy for your audience. Because as a millennial, and not even as a millennial, but as somebody, you know, who is working all the time and I'm constantly working, if you are like, go ahead and make your appointment at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, it's simply not going to happen. I'm probably going to do it at 10 p.m. when I'm in bed and I have my phone on me and I'm like, okay, what do I have to get done? Let me just check off all my list. And it just has to be quick and easy. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think it's a lot of it with how we have grown up, but I think it's not just about growing up or being a millennial. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we live in a world where technology is very much available. Things are easy. And
they're instant.
And the easier it is for me, the better it gets. And I know you've done a lot of research on this. Can you tell me, can you tell all of us, all of our listeners and viewers right now, what you have found?
All right. So what, and there's a lot we found. So if buckle up, we're going to be here all night. No, I'm just kidding. But what we've found is that practices are like funnels. And the goal when you do marketing is to obtain additional production, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why else spend money unless it's going to help you generate more revenue or production?
Mm-hmm.
But practices are imperfect. Well, actually, all businesses are imperfect. And so I was playing around. Obviously, I'm on the road. So, you know, when you go in, you get like the coffee cups. And I'm going to make a mess here for the heck of it. But a traditional practice you would take and you would say, this is marketing dollars. This is opportunity. And when you pour that in your funnel, it turns into, oh, there we go. I'm making a mess. It turns straight into production. Ideally, that's not true. Most practices, and I'm going to get it real close here, are like this cup of coffee. They have holes in the side. And those are imperfections. That's someone like you, Manal, at 10 o'clock saying, oh, I really want to book my dental appointment, but I can't call the dentist right now. And so you lose that opportunity. You may have generated quality work with them, but then when you go do it, it pours out the sides, not leading to actual production or revenue happening. And so offices have to say, where are we losing opportunity in today's generation? And how do we capture people like you, people like me, who at 6 o'clock at night want to reach their dentist or maybe so busy on the computer all day that they can't reach out to the dentist, but website chat may be something that they actually want to use.
I think it's such an important part of our daily lives. And, you know, for the people who are listening and saying, well, you know what, maybe I don't want to attract your generation. Maybe you don't fit my target audience. To those viewers and listeners, I just want to let you know, little research is that, you know, according to the Pew Research, millennials are the largest generation in the US workforce.
By far.
By far, which means that you want to attract Corey and I to your practice, which means that you want systems in place that allows us to choose you over the competition because, you know, making it easy for us to come see you is a part of your customer service. It's not just a, here's a platform and here's technology. It's actually how we think of you. The fact that you made that so easy for me, automatically, I know that if I go to the practice, they are going to be organized, relevant, and I'm going to go in and out and my time is going to be valued, right? So, and even if you don't want to target us in that generation group, just remember that this, like Corey said, there are missing pieces. And all you're doing is just taking your target group and just making it larger now by allowing it easier. Even think about parents. Think about people who have 8-to-5 work, right? They are not going to be there calling. Most of the things that we do in our normal life happens after work hours. And I think a part of that is because of how busy our lives are. And Corey, you know, there was an interesting stat that you had mentioned earlier saying that 92% of website chat users report having a positive experience. Why do you think that is?
Because it's instant. What you just said earlier, it's you can reach out and get a response at your convenience. It's amazing. It really is. And what we're noticing is around 10%, a little bit more, of dental practices are actually using website chat. And so that's how you put yourself ahead these days in patient communication.
And why do you think it's only 10%?
All right. So there's a group called Nifty Thrifty Dentists, and the moderator is Glenn Vo. And I was in Dallas a few weeks ago, and Glenn and I were talking about this. And Glenn decided to do a poll within Nifty Thrifty Dentists. And this is fascinating. This is fascinating. Because he said, who uses website chat? And a total of 282 people voted. Only 51 of them, 51 people said they use website chat. And so what we've started to realize, Manal, is that it's education. And it's people understanding and it's educating dentists that this is opening you up to a whole new subset of demographics if you have website chat. But since you don't use it personally, the relevance doesn't make sense. And so my goal is not to get people to use CallForce at all. I really don't care. My goal is to educate dentists on where there's holes in their practices and then allow them to have solutions to solve that problem so that they can do what they do best, which is dentistry.
I think that's such a great way of saying it. So in this poll that you did, and by the way, shout out to Glenn, if you're watching, Glenn, hello. Those are just things which are absolutely incredible to me, that so many people are voting and saying that they use or do not use the web chat, except just the web chat, right? And having it, so let's get to the actual ways of using this. Let's get into the details of getting it. Most of the time when people hear web chat, they first of all don't know how to utilize it, which we discussed. Second thing is, well, who's going to answer all those questions? If you have a potential patient or a client or a customer, what is the process in putting a web chat up onto a website?
Yeah, and there is a plethora of companies who provide a web chat, as do we at CallForce. It first of all starts with the practice saying, what are we trying to create here? And are we trying to answer it ourselves, or are we trying to have someone as a third party answer for us? That's where CallForce comes in. But they just need to go online, and there's free chats. There's chats with a lot of analytics, but it is simply taking a simple piece of code, sending it to your web developer. It's coded towards your website, so it's branded with it as well. And then on the website, when you go there, they're mobile responsive as well as web page responsive. It pops up and it can say whatever the heck you want it to say. Hey, let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you would like to schedule an appointment. I mean, this is so branded to what the offices feel is trying to create.
Do you think that there is a wall because of the fact that people are not as comfortable using automation or having third-party companies being their communication experts with potential patients?
I think there could be, and I actually get why. It's scary. It's scary to let patient communication fall outside the realms of the office, and that's why offices can do it themselves. Manal, there is a a company right now where you can install that chat widget. And instead of it giving you a pop-up on your computer, it sends as a text. And so all it does is simply start a text message conversation with that customer so that you don't have to respond. With web chat, you pretty much have 20 or 30 seconds. That's the reason it's hard. But there is companies that allow it to just turn into a text message thread. So if you respond 2 minutes later, you're just responding via text message to the customer.
Oh, that's kind of cool. All right. So this way you are not always in front of the computer. You're somehow getting that message.
You don't have to be glued to the seat. And that's the hard thing for a dental practice. I mean, what is the average size of a dental practice? 3 to 8 people.
Right.
And they're all busy. They're dental assistants, they're doctors, they're front desk staff team members. And so getting to a chat in 20 seconds is really hard, but it's more detrimental to lose those opportunities than anything else.
You know, something that from a marketing point of view that I see as such a brilliant way of using this is I use, and I don't know if many people know this, so here's a marketing tip for a lot of people who are listening in. Facebook Messenger has a way for you to add that directly onto your, you know, websites as well. It's a free service by Facebook, and it's very easy to add on to your website. The questions that I usually get, Corey, and this is where I think you may be, you know, helping a little bit out, is I always tell people that if you're using a web chat, you want to use that, like you said, for your most commonly asked questions. What are your hours? Do you take my insurance? Do you have an appointment available tomorrow? What it is that you are getting, which are most common questions. Do you think that this should also be used as an internal patient communication system?
I actually think you have to build it for all types. Now, I love what you're doing. And so we've done this for a while. We provide a web chat service, and it's provided us some very interesting insights to dental. And there's two different verticals that I've used or noticed that it's used the most, Manal. The first one is, as you said, what are your hours? Do you work with my insurance? Can I schedule an appointment? And then the second one is fascinating, and I didn't expect it before. It's used for people who aren't far enough along in the buying stage yet. There is some dental work that's more expensive. Braces, veneers, crowns, implants. And it's people who aren't ready to call the practice and schedule an appointment, but they are fishing for information. And so the first two or three chats, like literally the first two or three chats that we got in our company's history, were all patients scheduling for braces, new patients scheduling for braces, because they wanted to know, hey, what's the pricing? What are some details around it? And then because of that, because they cast their lure into the ocean of interest, we were actually able to capitalize them into new patients. But when they reached out, they probably were not ready yet because they were in the timid stage where they just wanted information. And that's something I've seen web chat be a huge ROI difference for.
I think that's such a great way of looking at this because, you know, when you think about larger cases, and like you said, most of the time when you have a larger case, like you said, veneers, implants, braces, anything, you know, which is more than a couple of grand, there is also, this is going to sound weird, but there's also a romancing phase, right? Where you have to get to know the practice, you have to see if, they can give you what you want at the same time with, there are questions with money, there are questions with appointment times. There's a lot more involved when it comes to a larger case because, you know, some of the implant cases are $40,000, $50,000. And the ability for you to communicate and answer those questions for your potential patients or customers, I think it's a huge way to market yourself, to market your practice, and to also show how much you care, the fact that you are available to them. And I think that that is another way to look at it from a marketing point of view, because now you're here as a practice beating your competition, because while your competition is closed down at 5-6 o'clock and gone home at 7:30 or 8 p.m., here you are because, you know, you are going ahead and answering all the questions that you have coming from a live chat. And I would 100% of the time, and I've said this before, if given an option, if I had a choice, 100% of the time, I would definitely use a web chat over a phone call. 100%. It's if there is an option available, I always do that. Even at times when the chat is not even working. If you know there are some companies that have a chat box, I will always try the chat box first before I go ahead and make a phone call.
And you hit a really interesting point on the head there, and you've got to step back and say why. And I had to step back myself, Manal, and say, why am I doing this? Like, why do I prefer web chat too? It's because I can do other things at the same time. Because when I call a practice and I say, I have a cavity and I need to get it filled, I sit there and I give them my mom's date of birth because guess what? I'm still under my parents' insurance. At least I was honest there.
Absolutely. Hey, that's a cool thing about authenticity. We just have some questions coming up, and Greg May is telling me, well, he's saying, what's the downside of working with Corey and CallForce? Is there one? And then I also got a question saying, why am I always so happy? Because why not? What's the point in being sad? So I'm always so happy. Yes, I am drinking mocktails. Thank you so much. We got some love from Cleveland. Thank you so much. If you're watching, please tell us who you are and where you're watching from and what questions you may have about web chats and marketing. So here's another tricky question that I get a lot when, you know, I mentioned web chat. And again, like I said, I tend to tell people to use it as a new patient point of contact compared to an internally speaking with your patients. I would rather have you do that over the phone or if necessary, if you have HIPAA compliant software. So tell me about HIPAA, because that's a huge issue when it comes to web chat.
Yep. So obviously your data has to be encrypted and protected, and that we can get super nerdy, but you know, your doors have to be locked, and how we store that data is very, very important. But what we work to do on web chat is actually take minimal information as well.
So you take minimal information, and it's not, and again,
minimal PHI information, if that makes sense. So we're taking as much information as we can, but they're leaving that browser open on their side. We've built an encrypted system that protects their data, and it's safe. We pay a hefty fee to keep that data safe on our side. But we always will take any step to protect the practice anymore as well. But patient communication is, chat is now, and this is I diverted off the road there for a second, but chat is now the number one form of communication for support, Manal.
I believe it because I use it. I absolutely use it. And I believe that because, you know, I was just recently on Amazon. And with everything that I have to do with Amazon, I always use their web chat for any kind of customer service. I've recently bought shoes. Same thing. I was on their chat option.
You're always buying shoes. I remember, you remember my baseball story. I remember you have a ton of shoes.
I do. I love my shoes. I love them. And, you know, it's so funny because I have wonderful clients who know I love my shoes. So as thank yous, I keep getting shoes now. And I keep getting all these discount codes to buy more shoes. So now I have created
an environment. You have to. It's an obligation at that point.
It is. I mean, how can I say no to that? But, you know, from a marketing point of view, I think there are a couple of things happening here. The first one happening here is that you're making it easy. And this is just, you know, chat is just one of the ways that you're making it easy for patients to communicate with you. The second part of it is you're also allowing post work time communication, right? So not just an ability to communicate with you, because you could communicate all day long, even when you're at work. But then the second time, you're also communicating after work hours when majority of the people are online and are trying to get things done. And this brings me to a major point is if you're looking at your audiences, who would you think is your go-to audience? No matter what kind of practice you are, who's your go-to audience?
Did you want me to answer that one?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't know if it was an open-ended. Who's your go-to audience? I mean, you got to go to all generations in my terms, and you, because just as a funnel, if you just sectorize yourself, you're only working with 30% of the generations, and so you've got to have communication forms for all. That's why practices just don't have text message numbers these days. We have phone systems. We have emails. We have text messages. And now we have web chat. And when we open up all those forms of communication, we open up the funnel to all opportunity.
Well, you know, and on top of that is, you know, what I was going for was women, young moms,
or swing
moms
and a miss.
Right. You know, but I mean, it's moms, and moms are extremely busy. The ability, you know, for you to communicate with them, it's not easy to get through. And they are the ones who are making all the healthcare decisions in the family. So if there is a way for you to communicate with them, why won't you do it? That's, you know, that's the audience base that really needs you to be active and that really needs to communicate with you. But on top of that, here's an example for myself, right? I use Facebook Messenger constantly. Constantly. In fact, if I look at, you know, if I go into my Facebook right now, and if I look at it right now, today alone, I have already gone 4 times on how many messages that I have done. Everything I do is through Facebook Messenger. And it sounds weird, but Facebook Messenger and email are like this for me. They're the same. They're the same balance on how I communicate with people. My team is on there. My clients are on Facebook as well. I shoot them messages. They shoot me messages back. And what I like about a chat, a web chat, or you know, any kind of a web chat, is I really appreciate the history of the chat because I can go back to it and I can look at my notes. They can look at their notes and we can communicate. Something that we don't think about when we are using phone communication. When we are using other types of communication, and this has happened to me where I would be on the phone and we go over everything. And when I'm doing that, I have to take my notes and I have to type my notes. And in case I forgot to type my notes, I'm like, crap, what did we talk about? Uh-huh. What was the discussion that we had? What is, you know, what is it going on? But if I have a chat, it's like an email because there's a trail. So I always just go back and say, hey, what was the communication we had? So it's another way for you to always go back to a file, because in today's day and age, like if I look at my desk right now, I literally have only one piece of paper here. I don't write. I usually just type. And the first thing, you know, I do is just go back to my online system. And I hope that my online system has all my data that I need to go back to that trail. Do you feel that that is also something you've come across?
Oh, no, I didn't think of it that way before, Manal. But now that you say it, I'm like, holy smokes. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I said this to him. Okay, now I can address it as if I know the conversation, which is fascinating. That actually is a really good point.
Because you can always go back to it and it almost acts like a data center. This is why we save our emails and this is why you back up your emails so you can always go back to your emails. You know, I can go back to my emails as many years ago as I can if I haven't destroyed them. So this way I always have a communication trail. And a chat allows you to do that. You know, and even when what I do also on top of that chat, so the people who are listening and who want to include chat as an option, here's another tip. Is if you are worried about it, you just screenshot it. So what I do is I just keep a file and screenshot my chats. So there are times where I will be speaking with a new potential client on Facebook, or even if it's, you know, text messaging, I just do a screenshot and I email it to myself and I just have a folder where I go back to it anytime I want. So there are so many ways that you can communicate. And the best way for me personally is when I'm communicating and I can always go back because there's only so much we can remember. And I am not a fan of paper. And even if I write paper, imagine if I lost the paper, if I lost the book. And then if you want to go a step ahead, you have that folder and now you can add it onto your Dropbox. And now you have the Dropbox app on your phone. And now I'm on the airport and somebody calls me and I have no idea what we talked about. I can go to my Dropbox app, look at my screenshots of my chat and be like, oh, this is exactly what we talked about. And this is what it is. You know, so it's how you put your technology together to make your life easy. At the same time, making your patient's life easy.
Yep. And you brought up a really, I had never thought about it that way, first of all. So that's awesome. Kudos. And you got me thinking there as well. I took a marketing class a while ago at BYU. And marketing is all about adopters. And there's early adopters, there's mid-stage adopters, there's your fence sitters, and then there is just your archaic adopters. If we think 5 years 8 years ago to Instagram, when Instagram came out and it was the new craze among teenagers. Mm-hmm. Parents were like, what is this? If you look today, both of my parents have Instagram. A lot of moms love Instagram. But I bet when Instagram came out X amount of years ago, people were like, oh, this is just millennial crap. And that's okay. But if you look today, there's just different stages of adopters. And I can promise you, because of the ease of web chat, it will become just as normal as Instagram. It will become not setting your practice apart, but it will become, oh, they don't have web chat. And so you've got to say, as a dentist, where am I on this line of adopters? And push yourself to that level of innovation so you're ahead of the game today.
I have to make a confession. I hated Instagram. I hated it. I hated it so much. So much. I'm still having a hard time with it. I just recently, after my team has been constantly pushing me to be more active on Instagram, I just recently started being more active on Instagram, and I was a late adopter. I was not an early, and usually I am very quick with things that I'm doing, social media, things that I'm doing. But I understand it. I totally understand what you're saying. And the reason that I did not adapt to it so quickly was because I already had Facebook, which was working really well for me. And I was not happy, and I'm still not happy with how some of the Instagram works, because I can't use my desktop. I have to use my phone. I can't do an auto schedule. I have to do it live, or I have to do it in present time, or I have to use a third-party software to do it. There are just so many things that I am not a fan of, because Facebook ruined it for me for giving me everything. And then they gave me a platform that doesn't have half those features. But here's what I realized. It's what we touched upon earlier today. What you are doing is, if I just stayed on Facebook, I only have that audience. As soon as I went onto Instagram, I expanded my network. So when you look at any kind of marketing that you want to do, this is for all the viewers and the listeners, when you look at all the marketing that you want to do, and when you see what it is that's going to help your practice grow, think of it in the long term. Think of it as saying, okay, well, this is really working great for me. I have a great phone system, and my phone system's doing fantastic things for me. And I have people leaving me voicemails, and you know, we are getting back to them within 48 hours or 24 hours and scheduling those appointments. Let's shift that mindset. And now think about all the phone calls you're getting. And on top of that, you have a second communication platform. So all the people who don't usually leave you voicemails, all the people who don't pick up the phone, you have just expanded your network. And that's how you should be deciding on what kind of marketing you want to do. Yep. In fact, I just have somebody here who put a stat saying that in June of 2018, Instagram reported a landmark. Instagram now has over 1 billion monthly active users. And this grew from 800 million in September of 2017. So Instagram is growing so much because of all us late adapters now coming to it and saying, oh my God, why didn't I use you earlier? Don't let that happen to you.
Now that is, it is so true. And what I keep coming back to is practices often, I mean, new patients is the name of the game. And when we want more new patients, we think that we need to spend more money. But I think if we slow down and we say, where am I spending my money? And then how are the people I'm spending my money on wanting to communicate with me? And let me build systems to do that. Because if you're communicating through Facebook to patients, a lot of those millennials or adopters probably want to communicate through chat. And so instead of having to spend $2,000, what if we had to spend $1,500 to get more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I also think that we also have to put ourselves in our target audience, right? For different generations, they expect different things. So, for example, you know, I have doctors in my family. And when I speak to some of the doctors in my family who are who are seniors, you know, they practice and they are okay with making patients wait. They are like, I have a busy day, I have an emergency, you're simply going to wait. Also, they were practicing in an era where consumers did not have the power to give you feedback, where the whole world can see it. What has shifted is that now you have consumers who are, however you want to call the millennial generation, whatever you want to call them, is there instant gratification? Sure, there is. But there is also a technological part to it. If I go into a doctor's practice now and you tell me that my appointment is at 9 a.m. and it's 9:30 and you have not told me why you're late, what's going on, and I'm still sitting there, I am walking out and I'm giving you a horrible review because my time is just as valuable as yours, right? So there is a shift in thinking. There's a shift in how we communicate. There's a shift in making things easier. And you have to look at marketing from a point of view of saying, yes, I'm going to get new patients, but I'm going to get new patients or new customers, consumers, because one, I'm making things easy for them. If you look at it at a broader point of view, and this is something that I'm just going to put as an analogy, is why do you think Uber and Lyft are so successful compared to taxis, right? What they did was they're still going from point A to point B. It's still a car. It's still a way for you to get transportation. But what they did was they said, hey, you have an app on your phone. Just go ahead, type it in. We're going to get you the closest driver available. You're going to get charged less. You don't have to worry about standing in a line to get a cab. You don't have to go ahead and call a cab and wait for a cab or try to, you know, pull down a cab. The car is going to show up and they're going to take you wherever you have to go.
And you nailed something on the head right there. They reduced your pain, Manal, because when you have to get a cab, you have to call, you have to go stand out in the rainy New York streets. It is a pain in the butt, to put it nicely. And so when you can press a phone and request something immediately and it's quicker, they reduced your pain. And so how do I reduce my patient's pain to get into the practice? You make requesting an appointment easier. You make times more available. You're more on time, whatever it may be. But when you have simple processes that are painless, there's more adoption.
I think part of this is also because you want to be the solution for your patients. Patients don't necessarily know what kind of material you're using to do a filling. They don't know what an iTero is. They don't know what a veneers do. They don't know any of that. What patients know is how you make them feel. What patients know is how you reduce that pain or you reduce that time that they have to spend getting in touch with you. So there are ways out there. There are systems out there. And, you know, I know we talked a lot about web chat today, and that's because Corey is an expert on web chat because he has information on it. He has data on it. Once again, when it comes to marketing, be the solution for your patients, be the solution for your clients. And the more you do that, the more feedback you're going to receive saying you are wonderful and I can't believe how easy this was. And oh my God, you know, what a great way for it. And if nothing else is what I did with the Instagram and Facebook analogy is you already have a network or you already have a system that's working. You add another system that's going to open you up to a whole another network. All you're doing is expanding your reach. So always think, what is the next step? What can you do more? If you're going to be stuck in one thing, that's great. You are going to be happy. That's fantastic. But if you want to grow, you have to see what's the next step. And Corey, what would you say is one of the, you know, with everything that you've been doing, and again, I am so amazed by you at 25, you are doing all these wonderful things. You know, what do you think is... Give us an advice for the dentist. What do you think that the dentists who are listening to this and who are going to be, you know, who are watching this need to know?
Well, actually, I learned something tonight. And there's an analogy of a road is lit. And as you progressively go down that road, when it's lit, you're comfortable. But you only start to grow when you take a step into the darkness. And just as you said, like you adding Instagram was a step into the darkness, like something that pushed you beyond your comfort zone. And I started to think about myself and I said, okay, well, web chat's comfortable for me, or X, Y, and Z is comfortable for me. Those are in my lit roads. What's something that's going to push Callforce or push me by taking a step out of my comfort zone? And that's what's going to make me better as a business person, as a provider of solutions. And that's what's going to help dentists too to say, this is where I am, but what's going to take us to that next level, push me to grow and push our business to grow? And that's stepping out into the light of beyond comfort.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. So, hey, I just put up a quote the other day because I had a Real Talk with Manal post. And on there, I talked about how uncomfortable I am with a podcast, the same kind of a scenario where the show is now a podcast. We just launched it, and it was a big uncomfortable thing for me. And I said, there was a beautiful quote that I found. It was by Neil Donald Walsh that said that life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And the cool part is, most of us have already been on the other side, or you can get help on the other side if you need it. So it's not something that you are, going into blind. It's not something that you won't receive help for. There are people out there who are doing it. There are people out there who can help you get there. Just remember to think of the next step. And just remember that if there is technology available, you can leverage it. And how you leverage it depends on how you are going to create a plan to get to a larger audience. And then you take that technology and you maximize it. So there are different ways to do it, and people are doing it, especially if you're going to attract the younger generation, which is the largest generation in the US workforce. So, Corey, I had a wonderful time chatting with you. But if people want, actually, tell us a little bit about Callforce. I know you mentioned a little bit, but tell everybody what Callforce is and what Callforce does.
Yeah, so just kind of in the microwave version, our goal is to provide solutions to make you the most effective and efficient practice. And so what we do for web chat is we sit down with the office and say, how long does it take to schedule a new patient? What insurances do you work with? What times are you open? So that when we install this chat on your website and people go to chat, we can respond, and our average response time is 17 seconds or less. And we can schedule these patients onto your books for you. And so you may be losing water in one category, and instead of you having to build internal systems in the practice when there's only 5 to 8 people, we provide a slap-on solution that again enhances patient experience.
I love it. And if they want to reach out to you, Corey, what is the best way to do that?
Well, if we're all on Facebook, you can totally add me. You can message me at any time, and my email is also Corey, and I'll post all this information below, but Corey, Cory, at getcallforce.com.
I love it. Well, everybody, thank you so much today. I know it seems that everybody's kind of on vacation for Mother's Day, but if you're here, the chat is going to be on my page. It's also going to be a podcast now, and on YouTube, and on Instagram, and on email, and everywhere else that we are going to reach a lot more people. But if you have any questions for Corey, please feel free to ask them. Thank you so much for watching today, and enjoy your Thursday. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.